Thank God that's over. I mean, really. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Well, welcome to the day after the night before, and you're Bill Benica, talking Sheep Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, California, your news station. Winners, losers. You know what surprises me, though? Even though I realize it's my relatives and friends, I just can't get over the fact that none of my write-ins ever win.
No one chooses to be sick or injured, but you can choose where to get help. Take MR imaging, for example. San Luis Diagnostic Center now offers their brand new 3 Tesla Ultra High Field Open MRI, the only system of its kind in California, and one of 3 in the United States. If you're claustrophobic, it's not a problem. With their new Siemens Skyra scanner, it has the largest opening available. Plus, it has the best quality images and shortest scan times. That's right. Shortest scan times, largest capacity opening, and image quality unequaled by any other scanner. San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art technology. So when you need an MRI, take control of your health care. Ask your doctor to send you to San Luis Diagnostic Center for their ultra-high-field, state-of-the-art open magnet. The choice is yours. Call 542-9700. All major insurances accepted.
It truly is the simple everyday things that make life beautiful. The simple spring song of the robin, a child's laughter. Hearing loss can occur at any age, and Dr. Karen Scott at Karen Scott Audiology has an important reminder for you today. Have your loved one's hearing checked, today and often. But when you do, rely on a professional audiologist and not a walk-in center. A professional like Dr. Karen Scott and her team at Karen Scott Audiology, who have been serving our community for over 30 years with professional-level hearing aids, hearing testing, industrial screenings, and more. The birds are singing, the children are laughing, and the sounds are like poetry to your soul. This is not a gift to be left unattended. This is a gift to be nurtured and enjoyed for many years to come. That's what we do every day here at Karen Scott Audiology. Love your loved one today. Visit Dr. Karen Scott at 3220 South Higuera Street, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo, or call 541-1790 to schedule a hearing test today. For more info, visit us online at KarenScottAudiology.com. Hear a beautiful day.
All right. You're with Bill. Let's do our who's, what's, our birthdays, our history thing and all that according to the Tribune today. Our flashback, our highlight in history on November 7th, 1972. President Richard Nixon was reelected in a landslide over Democratic George McGovern, who just recently passed away. On this day in 1811, U.S. forces led by Indian Territory Governor William Henry Harrison defeated warriors from Tecumseh's Confederacy in the Battle of Tippecanoe. 1862, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln replaced Major General George B. McClellan as commander of the Army of the Potomac with Major General Ambrose Burnside. 1940, Washington State's original Tacoma Narrows Bridge, nicknamed Galloping Gertie, collapsed into Puget Sound during a windstorm. 1944, President Franklin D. Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term in office, defeating Thomas Dewey. And in 1962, former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt died at the age of 78 in New York City. Birthdays today, evangelist Billy Graham is 94, singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell is 69, CIA director David Petraeus is 60, actor Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch is 55 today. We'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
The news today, Cacos News. Every
You're
day.
Now in Bill well, Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Well, thank you very much. Where'd you come from? Where'd you come from? He was hiding behind the chair. So it's all the same stuff. It's the election results and all that. And I, you know, we've been beaten to death with this whole thing for so long. I don't know. Maybe a glance here and there. Okay, Barack Obama's going to be a president for 4 more years. Uh, Yeah, it's just, you know, there's so much of the same old, same old. I'm not going to get there. Here's what happened, though. San Luis Obispo utility tax, it was a big yes vote. Passed the rules to say lower our utility tax. Passed the rules, sales tax was a yes. The use of sales tax was a yes. Term of mayor was a yes. River Beach Charter was a yes. Oceano CSD sale of water was a yes. Templeton School District bond was a yes. And Cayucas Fire Protection was also a yes. So lots of yeses. Lots of yeses there. And the people that you thought were going to win won, and the people that you didn't want to win maybe did, and who knows? Okay, we have to do other things. Now, I am going to, somebody's going to call me here in a little bit, and we're going to, it's a flashback to yesterday's discussion with Major Tom about literature, political literature in a polling place. So we're going to find out more. The adventure's yet to start today. All right. This is interesting, I thought. Anheuser-Busch is not happy because, you know, this new movie Flight that's out with Denzel Washington? Well, he drinks. That's his problem. See? They show him drinking Budweiser, which they don't like that. They don't see that there because they say, this is what they say. You know, we've promoted responsible drinking for many years. Can I ask you a question? Do you think that by putting "please drink responsibly" in little print on an ad on television, do you think that anybody cares? The people that want to have a whole bunch of beers are going to have a whole bunch of beers. The people that aren't. That's not going to have any effect on it one iota. It's like when the Hofbräu restaurant was rocking and rolling. Was it the Hofbräu? Oh, no, it wasn't the Hofbräu. It was something else. Hofbräu had a picture of Osama bin Laden in the men's journal. But there was another place I was. I'm trying to remember where it was. Anyway, and seriously, in the urinal on the little rubber pad, it said, just say no to drugs. I mean, is that the place and the time and the thing that's going to convince you, you know what, I was going to do drugs, but maybe I should say no now. So anyway, so Anheuser-Busch is making a much ado about nothing. We would never condone the use of our products that have a long history of promoting responsible drinking. There we go. Preventing drunk driving, said Anheuser-Busch. The movie about the aftermath of a horrific plane crash received very positive reviews as it opened. Anheuser-Busch said Tuesday has received no advance notice from Paramount that its products would be appearing in the film. See, usually they pay. People have to pay fortunes to get the product placement in the films, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know who paid. When you go back to Avatar and Sigourney Weaver smoking, I don't know who paid that amount of money to have her smoke. There wasn't a particular brand she was smoking. She was just smoking, which seems so totally ludicrous, you know. But I don't know. I don't know who paid for that. But one of the big tobacco companies, maybe all of them, they paid for that. So anyway, Anheuser-Busch is, so here's what they're saying. When it comes out on video, just look at the movie a chance here, would you? When it comes out on video and whatever else, they would like to, they're asking that Paramount block out the name of the beer. Anheuser-Busch, responsible people drink Budweiser. Irresponsible people drink Budweiser. Crazy airline pilots drink Budweiser. People drink Budweiser. So, you know, you got everybody in the world to try to drink it, and then as soon as somebody drinks it, and you say, well, man, but this is not the right person to be drinking it. Right. Okay, I'm done with that. I'm off of that now. Other things going on. Director John Singleton and Paramount Pictures have settled a lawsuit over his claims that the studio broke an agreement to let him produce two films in exchange for the rights to distribute the Oscar-nominated movie Hustle and Flow. Court records show the deal was reached late Thursday in L.A., but they don't say much about it. All right, we're going to go on the phone right now and join, I believe, live and direct. I think I'm talking to, if I had my phone thing set right, then I'd be okay. Live and direct. We're going to talk to Gina.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Gina. How are you? This is Gina Whitaker that's calling. And yes. And where do you call from, Gina?
Arroyo Grande.
Okay. Now, Tom is here. Major Tom was in yesterday, and he mentioned that he went to a polling place and that somebody was assisting an elderly person with a voting pamphlet, and one of the that a party puts out. And so he questioned that, saying that he didn't think it was legal that should be near a polling place. Anyway,
right.
you called and were concerned about the whole thing, and so please tell me why.
Okay. Am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
You are.
Well, first of all, I know the young man that was involved, and I've known him for a couple of years now. And he was volunteering at the local Democratic office down here in South County. And they received a call from an elderly woman. In fact, she was 94, who needed a ride to the polls. Now, the reason I know that this young man would in no way jeopardize anyone's rights is because he is a 19-year-old college student. Instead of sitting at home when he didn't have classes yesterday playing video games, he went out to volunteer for the election. He is one of the most upstanding human beings I have ever met. It was his first election to vote in. Every other word out of his mouth until midnight last night when we parted, was, "I am so proud of my country." And he's one of the most patriotic, most intelligent young men I have ever met. He's a political science major at Cuesta College, and he's a leader at Cuesta College. He started the Cuesta Dem Club. He also started the Gay Straight Alliance Club at Cuesta, and he's just an absolutely upstanding human being. I do know that he did have the door hanger in his pocket because this woman who requested the ride was a Democrat, and she was 94. She couldn't get in the door, so they brought out a table for her to vote at, which I think Tom mentioned. It was essentially her voting booth at the time. So I feel as though, you know, one thing I want to express is gratitude toward this person, Tom. I don't know who he is, but gratitude that he was vigilant, because anyone would be vigilant, this young man would be vigilant of anybody's rights being tampered with.
Right.
So I think in this case, he got it wrong. Tom got it wrong. I'm so sorry to say. The young man was not trying to influence this woman. She asked for the ride, and she was a Democrat. It's true. So, yes, she was interested in having the aide at her side to know what her party was recommending. But, you know, it was totally accidental that he had that piece of paper in that position and related to the door.
I absolutely need to have Gina Whitaker call me and tell me this story, because otherwise, you know, it's a matter of, and this is what Tom's just a casual voter, obviously, you know, going to do his thing. And so to the casual observer, which Tom was, he thought, well, wait a minute, you're not supposed to do that. And so with your explanation, Gina, I mean, I can certainly see why the situation arose that it did. I don't know that there's a better way. I suppose if somebody sat and thought about it for hours, they could come up with a better way. But I would say for the circumstances.
You know, it might have been a good idea if she had had her sample ballot, then that would have been, you know, a little more traditional and not in any one party's favor. That would have been probably a better solution. But he was volunteering down there and was taken by, you know, he just said, "I'll go get her," and he didn't have any clue what he'd be getting into. The other thing I want to say is that when he called me, it was ironic because I heard you talking about it on the radio. I got home, got out of my car, and the phone was ringing, and it was him, and he was crying.
Wow.
He was so upset that anyone would think he was doing something to hamper the election process.
What's his first name, Gina?
His name is Ryan.
Ryan. Well, tell Ryan that we much appreciate his service to our community, to our country in this national election, and that we didn't mean to trample on his soul there.
I'm so grateful that you gave me the opportunity to speak.
Gina, I very much appreciate you calling, and you take care.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, madam. Bye. All right. Well, I'm glad we did that. I'm glad we got that accomplished there. And so it was weird because what makes it strange is that and Tom just came in, Tom was right, but now that we know what the circumstance was, we understand what the circumstance was. That's what I would say.
Well, and I have to agree with you. Your comment was, if we sat down and thought about this for, you know, the next 24 hours or something, I'm sure we could come up with you know, a solution. And the only thing that my only other comment would be, this lady who you were just speaking to seemed to think that my concern was for Ryan, that he was influencing her vote. No, that wasn't my concern at all. That was not even my, that's not for me to be concerned about. My concern was that they placed, that the polling people placed that table, which I understand is her voting booth, and maybe obviously a thought would be in the future is that if this is something that's needed at a polling place, that we should have something, a table with a little curtain that can actually go around it, or placing that table somewhere else than right in the walking path of everybody entering that polling place.
Here's the other thing that's a little bit strange to me is the, and I don't know this, I'm going to assume something here, but I should have asked Gina, was she in a wheelchair?
I didn't see one. I thought what I saw was a walker.
Oh, a walker. That's right. You told me a walker. Okay, well, she's 94 years old. Maybe there's enough of a lip on the door that she felt it was not safe for her to try to.
And then, my other things, once again, nothing against Ryan, and I agree. I commend him for wanting to get part, and at 19, he's just starting his adventure into the world of politics, possibly. It's a good time to learn things. My issue was more with the polling workers, too, and the way they handled it. Because they are supposed to be trained in those issues.
Of course, the other thing is you're just sort of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I am too, so I agree with that.
So, yeah, there's that factor, but we'll go ahead and factor that in.
So, okay. Those are my only thoughts and as you said, I was taking time out of my day to go vote and then go back to work.
And she complimented the fact that you were very observant and what you saw. And I have to admit, if I was in a situation like you were and I saw somebody that had a piece of material, you know, that wasn't supposed to be there, I probably might speak up myself. I don't know for sure, but I think I would. And say, that's really not allowed.
My wife had a different take on it.
And her take was, go ahead, come on.
Her take was that had she been there with my mother-in-law.
Yes.
Or somebody else, that I would have walked away with a slap or something or other or some other issue there that I won't even.
Mrs. Hughes, keep him in line, would you? Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. She's right on with that right there. Okay. All right. So there we have the voting saga from yesterday down in Grover. You're Bill Benka. This talk is cheap. It's 25 minutes now after the hour of 12 o'clock. Now, we are going to have a day. I'll tell you what day it is. We're going to have a day where I'm going to open the phones and just hope for the best. And I mean this. I'm serious. Next Thursday, the Thursday the 15th, is my 35th anniversary on the radio in San Luis Obispo. So, somebody could at least say good job or, you're a pain in the butt for 35 years, something. I don't care what it is. That'll be Thursday, next Thursday. Well, it's hard to. We're gonna have to do some leftover stuff because otherwise, to try to get what's left in the news after the election stuff is weak. Now, here's the other thing here, though. This is the worst of the worst of the worst, and that is the fact that we have this crazy storm coming in, and it's really just a shame of what's going on with that. I did have a story or two. Well, here was a headline here. Did Obama win or did Romney lose? Both. 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 Russia's Putin welcomes Obama's reelection, which is interesting. Of course, I would imagine that any Russian leader would say the same thing. But let's hear what he had to say. For the heck of it. Let's hear what he had to say.
Support for.
I don't know how long this actually takes to. I don't know how long this actually takes to accomplish this. What I'm accomplishing. Oh, okay. We have a natural energy. We've got to learn more about and all that, and that'll be done here in a second. And then we were going to join Mr. Putin.
In China, President Obama's reelection has been greeted with muted relief, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing.
As the vote closed in the U.S., ballots were still being cast in Beijing, at a mock voting booth at the U.S. Embassy's election party. For Chinese students like Lily Zhang and Zhang Weiwen, the novelty of voting was a heady experience.
It was great. The first time I vote for the American president, that's very amazing, and I'm very honored.
So who did you vote for?
Obama.
Why?
I think he's cute.
even though this is not a real vote, but I feel excited because I have the right. It was very important.
On the other side of the room, guests posed with cardboard cutouts of the two challengers. Throughout the campaign, China's not expressed a preference either way. But a big cheer echoed through the room after the networks began calling for President Obama.
Okay, I have to tell you the truth. This is the headline. It says, Russia's Putin welcomes Obama's re-election. Is that what that sounds like to you? Me neither. Okay, so I'll just we'll just pass on that one for now. Do I have anything that's valid to play here? I have something right here. I got something. Okay, this is our what do we call this thing? Sound bites. So I got sound bites ready to go. Here we go. Sound bites ready to go. Here we go.
Watch your gluten on your smartphone. This is Soundbites and I'm Jan Ziff. Everyone's talking about it, but for 3% of the population, it's essential, the gluten-free diet. If celiac disease means you're extra careful about avoiding gluten in your meals, take a look at Dish Freely. This app helps you live gluten-free while enjoying life. No more turning down trips to restaurants because you don't know if there's anything on the menu you can eat. Dish Freely checks the menus of leading local eateries and shows you the gluten-free choices before you even leave the house. And reviews of each item tell you if you'll like it. You can add your own reviews, you can add gluten-free listings you've discovered in your own travels, and you can share tips and photos with fellow Dish Freely users. Say goodbye to gluten worries at www.dishfreely.com. With Soundbites, I'm Jan Ziff for CBS News.
Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive with Lenny and Gertie, the diagnostic duo. I was listening to my favorite radio station the other day and heard the Morin Brothers ad being played. Wow, I thought, that really makes me want to get my car fixed at Morin Brothers. Then I heard it again and thought, gee, this is great. They sure are giving me a lot of airtime. Then I heard it again and I thought, for crying out loud, somebody shut this guy up. Even Lenny is tired of hearing it and he can't even reach the radio dial. So come on down to Morin Brothers and tell us you want to hear something new. Suggest a topic for a new ad and we'll give you a free oil change if we use it. We may even use you in a radio commercial. Just tell us your sick of hearing me, and we'll give you 10% off your service or repair. That's right, Lenny. Tell Morin Brothers off, and they'll give you a discount. How great is that?
Call Morin Brothers at 541-2407 and give them a piece of your mind. Get your car service, too, and get a discount. Call 541-2407 to make an appointment. Look for the building with the green metal. Woof!
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership, and she's with me today. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
Why should I take my car to a Ford dealership for tires instead of a tire specialty place?
When it comes to tires, it's not just a tire, but the right tire is important for your vehicle.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on four select tires. Use the Ford Service credit card for an extra $60.
So you're saying the right tire at the right price would send me away a happy customer?
Absolutely.
Subject to credit approval. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. 30 million Americans have hearing loss. One in three develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
I said, name that tune. I couldn't do it. I kept saying, if I didn't pick it up myself, I would have no any idea what that would be. That's the end credits to the Shawshank Redemption. That's it. Right there. Very nice piece of music. Hi, you're Bill, talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYMS, your news station right now. It is 12:34. Our weather's going to be kind of downward belongs. Say chilly. No, it's not, Bill. It's November, for gosh sakes. Anyway, the storm's about to hit the, I forget, they gave it a name already. I forget, Abigail, Allison, I forget what it is. Anyway, but it's going to hit the East Coast, and it's absurd. It's absurd. And there could be snow plus storm surges in the waves, beach erosion. It's hard to imagine. All right. But imagine that they will, because they're going to confront it right here soon. All right, let me tell you about the Charters Triple Play, because it's the doozy right here. It's the thing to be doing right here. They have over 100 HD channels, Charter, and you get the bundle. You get an Apple and Android apps to view TV content on your devices anywhere. There's a Wi-Fi connection, and Charter has over 10,000 video-on-demand titles. Many are in 3D. Charter is named the nation's fastest internet by PC Magazine. Charter Internet has powerful upload and download speeds and everything. You can get reliable phone service with no taxes or fees like the phone company with Charter Phone. So don't wait. Call now. Get the best TV, internet, and phone with a Charter Triple Play for only $29.99. And when bundled, that's when each is bundled. I don't know why I said and when, but each one, they're bundled. Call 1-855-75-SWITCH. That's 1-855-75-SWITCH. Other terms and restrictions apply. Go to charter.com for details. Try Charter. It's smarter.
It is.
Hey. The rumor is strengthening. There's more to the rumor that it's not my personal thing, but it doesn't matter. I'm still say I, Bill Benica, may be getting a new computer. I won't know how to act if everything works when it's supposed to. I'll be in shock all the time. But I'm going to give it the whack anyway. I'll tell you that. I'm going to give it a go. See what's going on. Well, you know who we have here. We have the two people that have a questionable judgment, and one is Mr. Aiken, and the other is Mr. Murdoch, and we'll take them one at a time and see what they have to say about whatever it is they have to say something about, which I'm not excited about sharing, but I think I will. Anyway, okay. Now, this would have already started playing if I had my new computer.
For the facts about the important role low-cost electricity from coal needs to play in our nation's economy, both now and in the future, visit americaspower.org today. Clean coal. Now's the time.
This story would have already been over. Okay, we got the coal thing. Give me the story about Aiken here, the Looney Tune.
Things don't always turn...
That's it? That's it.
Turn out the way you think they're going to. I just called Claire McCaskill and gave her congratulations, because the way the numbers are looking, we have lost this race. Not what I expected. I always said, don't trust those polls, and that's been true. But I also think that in the circumstances that we've all been through, that it's particularly appropriate to thank God, who makes no mistakes and who is much wiser than we are. And so I say, to God alone be the honor and the glory, regardless of how he decides to organize history. Amen. Washington, D.C.'s first question should not be what's politically expedient, but what is right? You know, Washington doesn't need more money. It needs more courage.
Amen. Sound like a legitimate speech to me. All right, let's go over here to Mr. Murdoch, who also has problems with his brain, and we'll see what Mr. Murdoch has to say. This is he was teary-eyed, they said, in this particular thing, and we'll get to him in just a moment here. So anyway, can I be honest with you? I didn't just sit there and stare at the TV last night watching the results of the thing. I watched mixed martial arts because I was, you know, it got my anger out. So I recommend it. You know, when you're feeling a little uptight, you know, turn on that stuff, you know. It's kind of crazy, I know, but
I will look back on this night over the weeks, the months, the years ahead. I will look back knowing that I was attacked for standing for my principles. I was attacked for standing on my principles, for coming into this public process with the idea that you ought to put forward something to offer the public so that they can make a clear choice. To all of you who are Republicans of long standing.
I got to stop it for a second.
I hope you appreciate that I always try.
Here the guy says that you ought to do something. You ought to do something. And you should choose. What he said was not allowing women to choose. When I remember, this is the gentleman that said that if a woman is raped, that God wants her to have the baby.
I stand for conservative values. For those of you who came to this process, and God bless you, especially from the Tea Party, who had never been involved before, I hope you know that I stood and stand for the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States. And last but not least, though I was attacked for it as well, make no mistake, I stand that all life is precious in the eyes of God.
Thank you very much. All right, man up there, would you, Ben? All right, so that's what we had from Mr. Murdoch. And surprisingly, he and Aiken lost. Brady! All right. Let's find out other things that are happening today. All right, here we got other things that are going on. No Doubt, which is a group, apologizes and pulls offensive music video. They apparently had a music video that had to do with a cowboy and Indian type theme. The video featured Gwen Stefani and bandmate Tony Kanai dressed in traditional Native American clothes, while Adrian Young and Tom Dumont are in cowboy get-ups with guns. Dumont and Young tie up Stefani while Kanai is behind bars. Clip includes Stefani riding a horse and singing in a teepee, and a fire-burning dance scene with the others dressed in Native American clothes. You know, there was probably a time when Native Americans actually stood in the teepee and sang. But okay, I understand. You know, political correctness, I mean, it's important. Okay. All right. Now, Brooke Shields' mom, Terry, died. She was 79 years old. And then we have election. We see some stuff that might have been really kind of interesting here. That was some of the other stuff around the country and stuff that happened. We had Barbara George. You know, she was elected to college, Cuesta College, and she was former executive director. So now she's on the governing board. And this is just before they find out about their accreditation. I don't know if this is a really good time. It's like they're talking about the stuff that Obama now has to deal with as president of the United States, all the stuff that's still left over from the last 4 years and before that. And why would you want to be the president of the United States? I don't know. Voters chose to reform three strikes laws, so fewer repeat offenders will qualify under the law. Some inmates can apply for sentence reductions. And they also, though, the elimination of the death penalty was defeated. So we still have it. Not that we have it, but it's still on the books. People are still going to be on death row. Have we ever instituted the idea that with this DNA testing that we can do, have we instituted the idea that that every person that possibly could be exonerated through a DNA test is automatically done so, they do so, and of course that the other side of the coin is the people that say they're innocent but are guilty, this would rather prove their guilt, but the people we're more concerned about is the people not the guilty people that are in jail because they're guilty, it's the innocent people that are in jail because they're not guilty. So I don't know if we do that now as a standard practice. I would hope we would, and I have to say that honestly, I hope we would. Then city soda tax measure headed to failure. That's San Francisco. I mean, I don't know about the nudity thing. You can hang around with your pants off, but the soda tax thing. They said you can't be controlling that kind of stuff. I don't know. In New York, though, in New York, that's a go, is it not? I think so. All right. Who else? Governor Brown's tax measure passed, which you'll find out as soon as you buy something. Now, what else is in here? Power still divided on Capitol Hill, of course.
Here we talked about a poll worker. Here instead of being a young 19-year-old, here's a woman whose name is Eliza Kennedy, and she's 75 years. She's been a poll worker. She's 96 years old. Wow. Wow. Back east, of course, there was glitches and lines and crazy things going on, which we have to, I guess, was going to be the case. A small blaze broke out in the above Santa Barbara and Montecito. Some homes had to be evacuated. The evacuation order was lifted a short time later. Cause of the fire is under investigation, so luckily it wasn't a bad burn. Here's that crazy Interstate 5. Three big rig drivers were killed when their trucks burst into flames after one veered into the path of the other two on Interstate 5 near Bakersfield. Closed the freeway north of Stockdale Highway for about 11 hours. When I have to see the VA guy in Bakersfield, that's how I take Stockdale Highway. That's what I take. All right. Federal energy regulations have approved a legal settlement between California and New Jersey company that will see more than 200 electric vehicle charging stations get built around the state. So that's all right. Okay. Well, there's people that got those electric jobs. All right. Preliminary information indicates a spark and fire at a North Carolina hospital that killed a patient, injured three workers, occurring during a defibrillation, a procedure typically used to deliver an electric shock to the heart. They don't exactly say what happened. They're not elaborating on what happened. But obviously something went wrong. You know, if you set your patient on fire when you're trying to start their heart, that can't be good. That's not right. Okay. Now, here was an interesting story they had today. They said that earthquakes travel further on the East Coast than the West Coast. That they said that the population could have felt the magnitude 5.8 tremor around 50 miles northwest of Richmond, which would mean that more people were affected than any quake in U.S. history. This is the 2011 earthquake center in Virginia. Scientists also found that quakes triggered landslides at distance four times farther than previously from previous quakes, they show. So anyway, they say the East Coast allows a seismic wave to travel farther without weakening compared with the West Coast. Probably the mountains we got, something like that. That's my guess. All right. Well, guess this is something new that's happening in Egypt. Now, remember, Egypt's where they had all this turmoil, uprising, and all that kind of thing. It used to be that women were just treated badly in the streets. They were hit. Women were just their chattel. And so now in Egypt, vigilantes patrol to protect women from abuse. So it's a kind of interesting story, I thought. That there's people out there now trying to protect the women as opposed to trying to take advantage of them, which is kind of nice. During the recent holiday, some men were surprised to find they no longer had the ability to harass women with impunity, a change brought about just out of concern for women's rights. These three citizen groups patrol busy sections of central Cairo. Well, cool. Good. All right, fine. Okay. Here's a meth vaccine. Now, you say to yourself, what is it, Bill? A meth vaccine that's showing promise in its testing. So what it does is it basically says researchers may be a step closer to knocking down the destructive pull of methamphetamine, considered one of the most widely abused and addicted recreational drugs. A team of researchers in La Jolla at Scripps has developed a vaccine that appears to protect against meth intoxication in laboratory animals. So in other words, you would it wouldn't do you any good to use the methamphetamine because it wouldn't do anything. What's the chance of somebody getting the shot? Do you have to hold them down? How do you do that? You got that. There's always that you got to ask yourself about. What's the chance of getting the shot? Okay. Maine and Maryland vote to legalize same-sex marriage. Heretofore unimaginable, especially in the state of Maine, I can tell you. I got some other stuff up here that I want to share with you. I got other stuff I want to share with you here. Because we have strange tales. We have strange people that are doing strange things all the time in our world. And I I'm here to share them with you. Now, you say, people look at Americans and they say, well, you guys are all chubby and nasty looking and all that kind of stuff because you're drinking too many soda pops and whatever, and you don't have laws to prevent that. But that's we're nowhere near the chubbiest.
The Kuwaitis are among the fattest people.
Wait, let me start over.
It won't come as a surprise to you to find a KFC in Kuwait, but what you may be surprised by is that Kuwaitis are among the fattest people in the world. We met one group who's trying to change that. Badr al-Felakawi may be a bit overweight, but this young Kuwaiti is not sitting idly by.
You can really feel it in the abs. It's working the whole ab muscles.
Badr is training for a 10-kilometer run. A year ago, this 37-year-old could barely jog, let alone run. Eventually, his family started to notice.
My kids, you know, looking at me, they were laughing, especially on the swimming pool because I'm a little bit overweight. And that kind of hurt me inside. I will laugh with them, but it kind of hurt me inside.
That's why Badr's braving the muggy autumn heat along Kuwait City's coastline, preparing for the upcoming race. It'll be a big run in more ways than one. Last month, Badr was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
It was like a wake-up call and a smack in the face, like I'm really out of shape. I was like gasping for air and couldn't breathe. That's when I decided to do something about it.
Badr is unfortunately not alone in Kuwait. Obesity is a growing pandemic everywhere. But in the past 10 years, Kuwait's become one of the fattest nations in the world. The World Health Organization says nearly 70% of men here are overweight. Things are even worse for Kuwaiti women. Rania Al-Mutawa says heat's a factor. The 36-year-old works out at night because daytime temperatures can soar to 50 degrees Celsius, well over 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
I'm on my sixth lap and it feels absolutely wonderful.
But the real problem, she says, is Kuwait's love affair with fast food.
The average Kuwaiti does not know what goes into that type of food. And it's not fast food and it's not junk food. It's allowed for the kids. It's okay. It's almost like it's hip and trendy to eat at McDonald's and Burger King.
American-style chain restaurants are everywhere these days, but in Kuwait they're especially popular. Some companies even tailor their menus for the bigger regional appetites.
Hail Pizza Hut's royal masterpiece, the new Crown Crust Pizza.
This is one of Pizza Hut's best sellers in the Middle East, a cheese pizza with a cheeseburger crust. Kuwaitis say their exposure to fast food began during the Gulf War. After all, when American troops travel, their food does too. Local companies are now jumping on the bandwagon. The owner of this Kuwaiti chain said his food was relatively healthy, despite the fact that staff here didn't know any of the nutritional information. Fast food has a totally different meaning in Kuwait. It's a family affair. In fact, it's sometimes the evening meal. I came here to the mall to order a sandwich, and this is what I got. Six portions. Even if I'm hungry, I can't have all that. Seems most Kuwaitis are not counting their calories nor measuring their waistlines. But Yusuf Al-Kanai is. He knows just how easy it is to gain weight here. This is Yusuf as a teenager. His excess pounds were shed by running. That's why he organized Kuwait's first marathon, which also includes the 10K race Badr is running. Yusuf blames Kuwait's obesity problem on the country's rapid modernization.
Well, I think it started with Kuwait being a rich country. We have a lot of oil, so this transcends to how we live our lifestyles. It made our life much easier. We don't have to work in order to survive, that kind of thing.
Kuwait is not alone. Neighbors Bahrain, Qatar, and the UAE are also among the heaviest nations in the world, and all face an unprecedented rise in heart disease and diabetes. In 2009, Kuwait became the first Gulf country to launch a healthy meals campaign in schools, but it didn't really help. Government health officials admit that changing the culture was tougher than they first thought. Badr is doing his part.
year ago, I couldn't run 50 meters. Now I'm going to run 10K. Best part in it, you feel energy flowing in your body. You feel young. And my wife and kids, when they know that I'm going for the 10K and I'm doing, you know, my workouts, I can sense they are proud of what I'm doing.
Well, that's swell, I would think, right there. Did the soldiers bring, did we just give them McDonald's when we were in Kuwait? I don't know how it works. I wouldn't think we'd have it, but you never know. All right, so then we import our stuff. So we'll have a story here coming up here after the news about Starbucks headed to India. Okay, headed to India. Other things coming out. County panel discussion. Hope comes out of grim times. Once homeless people tell their stories and give advice about what is needed to help others off the streets. So this was a little panel thing they had at Mission San Luis Obispo. So this is important, I think, really, with that, what's going on. This is a prescribed burn today, and that is Napomo off 8 miles east of Napomo off Alamo Creek Road, north of Highway 166. So if you see smoke and stuff down there, we think it's a planned burn. All right. Then they had a thing. This was interesting. They had a thing about the freeway art, and this is in the new interchange that's down the Pomo at the Willow Road interchange. Now, so there's mountains on one of them. They make it so that you don't want to stare at it. It just looks nice, because if you stare at it, then it'll crash. So here were some mountainy looking things, and then over here it says that this was this underpass. This wall shows quail. Could have fooled me. I don't see a quail anywhere. All right, just thought I'd let you know. We're jazzing up our interchanges now. And then the Shumash expressed interest in buying a 450-acre slice of a contaminated nuclear research facility in the hills between California's Simi and San Fernando Valleys, hoping to preserve a cave that its members consider sacred because it's got the writing and whatnot in there, the pictographs. But other people are saying, well, no, they want to put a casino in. Yeah, they probably do. All right, we've talked about on calculusnet.com what the ticketing suit was going to cost the city of San Luis Obispo. So far, $139,000. And Stu Jenkins feels that the new ordinance is just a disguised version of the old ordinance and is probably going to take that to court, too. Okay, that's good stuff to spend your money on. Okay, that's good. That's always good to spend your money on that stuff. Okay, now, where's this letter? Evelyn, come on. Evelyn from Rogrande wrote, low-level felons crowd California's prisons and are now transferred to local jails. My brother in Massachusetts suggested we place felons in stocks and pillories for several hours in the centers of town before transferring them. Embarrassment, he says, is a greater deterrent to illegal behavior than the threat of incarceration. Do you agree? Yes. And also, we could do some public flogging. You know, that kind of slows things down a bit. There you go. Beheadings, that slows things down. Okay. All right. Then they had a perspective from the New York Times in the Tribune Day. And what they were talking about was the fact that how many people is it? 5.1 million, I think, is what I saw. Let me make sure I'm right about that. 5.85 million. 5.85 million people can't vote because they're ex-felons. And so their basic thing is, well, they've served their time. Why shouldn't they be able to vote? What does one thing have? And the question has to be asked, I suppose. What does one thing have to do with the other thing any darn way? Does that make sense? That doesn't make any particular sense. Okay, so they're asking a question, saying, okay, what's that about? Nah. Here's some businessy stuff that I thought was interesting today. This is a bonuses paying off for more businesses. So they're saying that if you compensate people with bonuses, that they work harder. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know about that. Is that true? I wouldn't know.
And then online, on track at the gym. So what they're doing is now they got these new running jobber dudes where you could, they'll have the internets right there in front of you. I don't know how you poke all the buttons when you're supposed to be jogging and all that, but I guess you can do it. And then because it's like we were talking about the other day, Nancy and I were commenting about these new GPSs and stuff that are in car dashboards, and how really quite insane that is. When you decided, okay, we're going to get rid of people talking on cell phones, and we're going to get people not to do that, and texting, why would you want then say, let's have a new distraction? But I don't make the cars. I even buy them. All right, what else is going on today? Mortgage giant Freddie Mac earned $2.9 billion from July through September's fourth straight profitable quarter, because the money's free, of course. Superstorm Sandy, nearly knocked out $4 billion off retail sales last week in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions. So $4 billion. What did they say? There were $20 billion in property damage. There's $4 billion there. But then you're going to have lost wages and all that other stuff. So there'll be more to come on that. So, and CVS Caremark said Tuesday that its third quarter earnings climbed 16%. So they keep sending me those discounts on the internet that I can put on my card there. CVS, keep doing that. Keep shopping at with your.
City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, and that was the theme to Masada. Here, Bill Banker, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And right now it's 1:13 is our time. All right. That's an interesting orchestra, too, by the way. A lot of the big movies, theme songs that you have in America, they actually hired them to do the string section of it. They're kind of like a Boston Pops, only they have a lot more strings and a lot less brass. And they pay the people in that orchestra by the hour. That way they don't have to pay them more than they actually have to pay them. I get paid for sleeping in that orchestra. Going to the bathroom, having lunch, none of that stuff. Okay, that's the way that works. Okay. Oh, here was the. Let me. I told you we'd do this story here, but I'm a little concerned that something's wrong here. But let's just go ahead and. Yeah, something's not right here. But let's see if this will play. Okay, here we go. This is Starbucks now headed into India. Into India, do you hear me? Into India. I don't think it's gonna work. I think it's screwed up. That was right. Well, I think I have a way here. I think I have a way. Hey, you know, I'm excited because, like I've told you, I might get a new computer that actually will play stuff and stuff, which would be pretty exciting in my book. So that would be really good. Okay. They had every channel that you could possibly, the Weather Channel, everybody had results last night, political results. It was like, okay. Kind of political result-ish. It was long-winded is what it was. Some of the speeches were long-winded, especially concession speeches should be real short, like thanks and goodbye. That's it. All right, you lost. Goodbye. That's it. What should be?
Most people in India wake up to this every morning, a cup of chai, steaming, sweet, and milky.
Oh, I think the lines are already starting. People are calling.
There is a buzz.
Yeah, there is a buzz.
One man believes that's changing. Howard Schultz, founder and CEO of the world's largest coffee chain, has partnered with the Tata Group to open Starbucks in India. The first one launched in Mumbai in October.
There's a tremendous amount of coffee that's being sold and served in this market. We will sell very high quality tea and chai tea in our stores, but I suspect that we're going to do extremely well here.
Though India's domestic coffee consumption is increasing on an annual basis, it's still not very much. In India, the per capita consumption of coffee is 82 grams. That's less than what's in this little packet. To put it in context, in the United States, it's 4 kilos, and that's all of this.
But so,
in
that's
India,
a lot.
Coffee isn't what draws people to a cafe.
These cafes are actually the place where people go to meet. Coffee is incidental. Sometimes people ask this question, but India doesn't have a coffee culture. It doesn't matter. You could be selling lemonade in Starbucks in India, people still come.
Modern, clean, aspirational. Cafes are particularly popular with India's youth.
In Mumbai especially, because the density is so much and there's so much population, there's just no place to hang out, you know.
India's economic growth means people have more spending power. They're traveling abroad, developing new tastes, and adopting Western lifestyles, making the cafe culture a part of India's social fabric. According to retail consultancy Technopak, total revenue from the cafe market is expected to grow by 13-14% over the next 5 years to touch $410 million. The current market leader, a domestic brand, Cafe Coffee Day, has more than 1,000 stores across India. It says it plans to get even bigger.
We are looking to be a 2,000 cafe brand by the end of 2014, which would mean that roughly we need to add one cafe every working day, and we're working towards that. Yeah.
International brands, too, are pursuing this market of 1 billion people. Costa is here. Dunkin' Donuts entered India in September. The latest entry, Tata Starbucks.
I think the opening of the Starbucks partnership and the store is a comment on India's potential. When you open newspapers and television channels, you only see or hear or read about the sad things that happen in India. This is about the bright side of India. This is about the expanding market here.
A market that's still predominantly focused on tea. India is one of the largest producers and consumers of tea in the world, And there's a campaign brewing to declare it the country's national drink. The new cafes haven't impacted the stream of customers at Anil Shankar Narayan's humble tea stall, where he sells 1,000 cups a day for 5 cents each. He says it's not the price. Tea is a habit in India, plus it just tastes better than coffee. Malika Kapoor, CNN, Mumbai.
There you go right there. I'm trying to think of the name of a coffee, and I can't believe I can't remember. But I can believe I can't remember. I can't remember anything anymore. What am I talking about? But anyway, there's something on Peabody. There's a coffee that's grown off of a little island that's near Ceylon. And I can't believe I can't remember this. And you know what's really weird about this is tonight, I haven't seen Norm Galloway from Slow Roasted Coffee. Of course, he retired and moved to the Valley. And I haven't seen him for a long, long time. And so we're having dinner with him tonight. And so I'm going to have to ask him. I came up with a blank on the kind of coffee it was. Anyway, it was called a Peaberry. And some Peaberry. Anyway, what made it interesting, not only did it have a really nice flavor, but the beans were like half the size of a regular coffee bean. They were little tiny guys. That's when they called it a beanberry, Bill. Besides that, and what's interesting about that story, I don't know if you realize this, the Tata Group. The Tata Group is everything. Tata Group is the people that make the bought Jaguar. It makes Jaguars and all kinds of other things. Matter of fact, this smart car is made by the Tata Motor Works, too, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is. So anyway, they're rather large. They're rather large, apparently. Okay, we'll come back. And I got another story about diamonds, and I'm interested in hearing what it's about because I'm wondering if it has to do with the fact that maybe people are just saying, I don't really need a diamond. I'll just take a cubic zirconia. I don't care. Okay? Save the dough. Maybe that's what they're saying. I don't know. We'll find out. All right. Other people in the news, other things. We got some leftover stuff right here. The Pasquale shooter shootout with a guy with the CHP officer began in a trash can. So he jumped out of this trash can anyway. So this is he's in trouble. Other people in the news. Let's see who else is in trouble. Okay. Sheriff's deputies identified the man who allegedly stabbed a second man at a Heritage Ranch during an argument Thursday. Then this was kind of, this Cayucas, I don't know what's going on there. A dispute between neighbors turned violent early Friday morning in Cayuc. This was in the South Ocean Avenue. And so what happened was, is Lisa Ann Hope, she attempted, she fired a handgun at another woman. And that's not good. You can't do that. I know that there's a picture of cowboys and stuff on the side of the old Cayucas Tavern. But that doesn't mean that you can be a cowboy yourself or a cowgirl. You can't. All right. One more story here. Well, here's this thing. Now, see, this is right here. This is we've got to find out. If you arrest people for methamphetamine, should they immediately be vaccinated if they come up with this new vaccine? Because here we have right here, six South County residents were arrested Thursday morning. They had all kinds of stuff going on. They had hypodermic needles, meth, marijuana, prescription pills. Big mess. All right. I guess back east things are really, really, really still pretty bad because of Sandy. And of course, we have this other storm coming now, but no power. This kind of stuff. It's taking its toll. It's really taking its toll. I have to be honest with you. I was surprised. I thought the death penalty would go away. I really thought people would say, okay, we're not really doing anything with this thing anyway. But people felt more like, you know what? You get the people that are the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst in this world, and we get rid of them. Yeah. Now, this is, I have a story here that's one of those things that's so weird that it's kind of like, boop. There was a guy who was a technician at NASA's JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, and he said he was singled out for discrimination and picked on because he was believed in intelligent design. So Superior Court just issued a temporary ruling leaning in favor of this man, and they said he was let go because he was combative, did not keep his skills sharp, is why they said
the guy who was presided over the civil trial ordered a final ruling drawn up and distributed within 30 days. So there you go. Meteor hunters say they found two more remnants of the streaking fireball that lit up the skies last month. Now, this is interesting. Nancy and I were coming home from, the Rotary event at the Santa Maria Fairgrounds last Saturday night, and we were on Price Canyon Road, and there was an amazing shooting star. Wow. I think I told you that, didn't I? Oh, yeah, I think I already told you. Nancy made a wish. I wished that it didn't hit us, but she, I don't know what she wished for. All right. All right, other things going on. Here's one of these things that, you know, you think that somebody's, you know, selling you good medicine or, you know, over the counter or even through prescription, and then you find out, well, maybe there's something wrong with it. And so what they're saying now is there's an anti-clotting drug that's hit the market that's doing quite well called Pradaxa, which they advertise on TV, as you well know. It's become a blockbuster drug in its 2 years in the market, making more than $1 billion in sales for a private German firm. But Pradaxa has been linked to more than 500 deaths in the United States, and a chorus of complaints have risen from doctors, victims, families, and others who worried that the approval process was not sufficiently rigorous because it allowed a potentially dangerous drug to be sold without an option for reversing its effects. See, so what it does is a blood thinner. Well, your blood can only get so thin. After that's not called blood anymore. It's called red water. So it doesn't help you out there. So that's it right there. Now it says, this is not surprising. Recalls and meningitis outbreak may worsen drug shortages. You think? I think that's probably true right there. I would guess that's right. All right, let's do my diamond story. I should have Diamond Girl in the background, but I don't. All right, here we have, let's have a diamond, sir. Or Lucy in the Sky with diamonds.
The hidden structure of a pure gem, revealed by modern technology. Namibia produces some of the finest quality diamonds in the world. The stones are washed from South Africa, down the Orange River, into the sea. Millions of years of tumbling through the water means that only the best survive. Namdeb is the largest mining company in the country, with a turnover of some $600 to $800 million. Jointly owned by the Namibian government and De Beers, its CEO is Inga Zamwani Kamwe.
There's a mixed production from both the land and the sea. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, they are sorting them into the different sizes, different quality.
But despite the high quality of Namibian gems, global economic turmoil has taken the glitter off the diamond industry.
We are obviously a product that is a luxury product. In the 2008-2009 global crisis, we have had to cut back our production by 50%. This year, of course, we are looking at producing in line with demand. We know that we are producing for consumers that are out in the world there. And when there's a slowdown, when the global economy is fragile as it is, people are thinking very carefully before they spend their hard-earned money and savings. So we have to be responsive, we have to be flexible, and to produce in line with demand.
The company's fortunes were hurt by a bitter one-month strike in 2011 over working conditions and housing. But profits have recovered. It helps that Namibian gems are certified by the Kimberley process as conflict-free and ethically produced. And ever since independence in 1990, the Namibian government has looked for ways to add value to the precious stones locally. There are now 13 factories in the country cutting and polishing diamonds, accounting for some 1,200 skilled jobs.
Each company represents a number of factors that represent beneficiation, and starting off with local equity. These are not companies that are foreign companies. They're all Namibian companies with local shareholders. These companies have brought in large amounts of investment. They have brought in the foreign expatriates to bring in the skill. They've transferred that skill, obviously. They've created a lot of jobs.
But amid slacker demand, many of these factories are struggling, and some traders are speculating in rough stones, driving their prices higher than cut and polished gemstones.
Our employees are still by us. In this case, we have them half days here. After lunchtime, they'll leave. But, you know, we're on standby. The moment the market realigns itself to a viable level, naturally we would restart manufacturing immediately. If this lasts, obviously the industry would be in more difficulty. And I think the most susceptible part of the industry will be manufacturing in producing countries.
The process is called beneficiation, refining the ore into the polished product. One of the industry's problems is that the costs are higher than in the growing and competitive markets of India and China, and productivity is lower. Namibians know, too, that diamonds aren't forever.
We are mining a finite resource, and there will come a time when it will be depleted, but that time has not yet arrived. Mining still is a backbone of the economy, still a very significant player, but over time, I think there will be other beneficiation, manufacturing, technology-led industries will overtake mining.
It's easy to be lured by the luster of diamonds, and they still make up nearly 10% of Namibia's output. But the watchword in Namibia is diversify, because one day those rough but precious stones will stop rolling down the Orange River. Robin Kono, CNN, Namibia.
Awa, 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 try it like a leg on charm. Awa, awa, hot as in swing is an arm charm. Awa, awa, sibona, wense, kakancha. Awa, awa, amantumbasane.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds.
I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
So, Timmy, what would you like for Christmas this year?
Well, Santa, my garage is full of old paint. I'd really like to get rid of it.
Why, Timmy, that's easy. You can take that old paint back to stores that sell paint, and they'll take it back from you at no cost. In addition to paint, you can also take back fluorescent lights, household batteries, and mercury thermostats to stores that sell these items.
Wow. Thanks, Santa. You're the best. Now that my garage will be empty, can I have a new Ferrari?
Right. You and me both.
If you have other household hazardous waste, such as garden pesticides, you can bring those items to one of six household hazardous waste facilities located in San Luis Obispo County for free disposal. For more information on which products are acceptable and to find your closest location, contact the San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority at 782-8530 or on the web at IWMA.com.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership, and she's with me today. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
Why should I take my car to a Ford dealership for tires instead of a tire specialty place?
When it comes to tires, it's not just a tire, but the right tire is important for your vehicle.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on four select tires. Use the Ford Service credit card for an extra $60.
So you're saying the right tire at the right price would send me away a happy customer?
Absolutely.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Jeff Downs, Steve Howe, Carl Palmer, John Wetton, celebrating three decades of legendary music. Asia, November 8th at Chumash Casino Resort. The 30th anniversary of the biggest selling album in the world in 1982. More at OriginalAsia.com. Reserve seats on sale now at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. New album available now.
Thank you.
early in Johnny Depp's career right there, Edward Scissorhands. Edward Scissorhands. I said that right. Okay, I said it right. Hi, you're Bill Beck. I talk as Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. I said that right, too. So I'm two out of two. I'm feeling pretty good about myself now. All right. Let's talk about some other things going on in our world. Let me tell you right now that it's 142. We're supposed to have temps pretty much in the 60s for the next week. That's kind of what it's looking like. In San Luis Obispo and then whatever elsewhere. Let's see what else we got going on today I want to tell you about. Well, they had a fantastic story that it was a fascinating reading, quite frankly. It was like a novel, so I can't tell you all of anything, but I'll tell you a lot. Blue dolphins, woman's caves found, believe, let me try it again. A cave was found that they thought belonged to this woman. And so anyway, so she was the lone woman of San Nicolas Island from back in 1853. And so for years they've been trying to find this cave on St. Nicholas Island. And then it turns out that they had to, by removing, let me tell you exactly how many because you won't believe this, by removing 40,000 buckets or 1 million pounds of sand, they found a cavern at least 75 feet long and 10 feet high. So that was a lot of, that's a lot of digging. So, of course, no wonder they didn't find a cave. It wasn't a cave when they found it exactly. But anyway, they figured out they could dig it out. So this lady lived by herself on this island for years, and she was in her mid-50s when she was finally taken to Santa Barbara. She was taken off the island. And actually, St. Nicholas Island was an Indian tribe that was the, where am I here? It was the Nicolinos. The Nicolino Indian tribe was on St. Nicholas Island. And they were massacred by otter hunters from Alaska. Times were tough back then, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so eventually they got her into Santa Barbara, and they baptized her and gave her a Christian name and all that kind of stuff. But strange tale that she lived out there by herself. There was part of the story, there was a thing about how she went back to get, I don't know where she went back from, but she went back to retrieve a baby, and the wild animals had eaten it. I know that sounds really bad. I'm sorry. I know that sounds really bad. But she was long over that when she was discovered and talked to about it. That's kind of weird, I thought. Okay. Oh, where'd the baby come from? That's what I was thinking. That's what my little brain was doing right there with that. And so where'd the little one come from? Was it hers? It doesn't say. You get the feeling it was. So where was Dad? Okay. I'm confused. He lost a lot out. Not that I know all that much about it, but I know a little bit. So that's kind of curious right there. All right. Other things going on around us and about us. I always get a kick out of these cars that they sell. But, you know, you see the cars that are on TV. They're doing those power slides I talk about. And, like, right here is a Audi. I'm sorry, that's not it at all. It's not an Audi whatsoever. It's a Hyundai Sonata, which is actually a pretty nice-looking car. But anyway, they've added a turbocharger to it. So this thing can go from 0 to 60 in 6 seconds. Now, there's a time in your life when you want to go from 0 to 60 in 6 seconds. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a time in your life when you live somewhere where there's no chance you're ever going to be able to go from 0 to 60 in 6 seconds. And then you get to an age where you have absolutely no desire to go from 0 to 60 in 6 seconds. You don't care. You know what I mean? I think you should be spry behind the wheel. I mean, I believe in spryness behind the wheel. But, you know, that 6-second thing, you don't have to be that spry. Hyundai and Kia, and inflated fuel economy claims on 900,000 cars, the EPA says, so they're going to have to issue debit cards to reimburse owners. Somebody else was just caught with a little bit of a fudge factor. Was it Honda? Somebody. Anyway, but that's that was kind of an interesting thing there. So anyway, so if you want to get a turbocharged Hyundai, what's it going to cost you? $27,000. I just thought I'd tell you that. Okay. Google's Android software for mobile devices was running on 75% of smartphones shipped in the third quarter as the search company extended its lead over Apple, according to research from IDC, whoever they are. Apple's iOS system used on iPhones was second with a market share of 15%, which isn't a big share when you stop and think about it. That's not, you know, you don't have much of a share when you got that going on for yourself. Okay, anything else? Warren Buffett his Berkshire Hathaway is going to buy Oriental Trading Company. So they have a catalog of more than 40,000 party supplies. So he can have himself one heck of a party. And he can afford a big party, too, you know what I mean? He could have 40,000 people. They could each get their own item. He could afford that. Nah. It's kind of cool when you think about it. It's kind of amazing when you think about it. All right. Let's find the lady from the St. Nicholas Island. I think that was kind of exciting right there. All right, what are the headlines and stories should we check on to make sure that we're up to date? We're up to date and know what we're doing here. Let me get to this here in a second. Okay. come on. Okay, there you go. Okay, there. I see what you're doing. I see the game you're playing now. You can't fool me. You can't fool me. Do you understand? I was wrong about that. It can't fool me. Could I please have the home page so we can find out what the headlines are, please? Can we go back to the home page? Is there any way in the world of going back to the home page and find out what's going on? Okay, maybe not. Okay, maybe the better thing to do is to get rid of it. Okay, close that tab and find another one. That's what I decided to do. All right, we got that. All right, there was this other thing too here, though. Wait a second. Oh, Lord. Did I tell you that I may be getting a new computer? And every time I go to do something, it'll do it. It'd be really cool. It'd be really kind of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, where did this go? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have before me, you know, one of the hourglass things and a total mess. So I'm going to forget about it. Okay, let's go on to other things. All right, let's see. It's going to add other things. I don't know how, I forget what proposition it was. Frankenfood. I don't know how that genetic stuff did. I didn't notice that anywhere. You can't know everything. I know, not responding. Don't they think I see that? Not responding. All right, let's do other things that are in the news today. I told you that already. I told you about that. All right. There was Atlantis finally went to where it's going. Atlantis made a slow, solemn journey to retirement Friday, the last space shuttle to orbit the world and the last to leave NASA's nest. It was its new home is the Kennedy Space Center's main tourist stop. And they didn't have to cut down all kinds of trees, and they didn't have to, you know, go through nonsense and mayhem. You know, they just wheeled it to where it had to be, and that was that. That was pretty cool, really, when you think about it. Okay, so what else is going on? Scientists, you know, we've got to do this thing up here with a Discovery and a Curiosity. And they say the NASA's rover Curiosity not to detect any... which they say you need to have for microbial life, methane, but they didn't find any. So now that puts some other things into question. A jury on Friday ordered an American military contractor to pay $85 million after finding it guilty of negligence for illnesses suffered by dozens of Oregon soldiers who guarded an oil field water plant during the Iraqi war. The suit was the first concerning these soldiers that had to do with the toxic exposure to sodium dichromate. They feel it's a carcinogen that could cause problems later in life. I'm not quite sure why the American military contractor, I guess they were assigned to this contract. Is that what I'm guessing? They were assigned to this contractor, and they said, here, stand there and guard this crap. And then it turned out to be bad news. So I think that's what kind of happened. Okay. I think I got it. I think I got it. U.S. says Syrian execution is apparent war crime. Video shows rebel soldiers kicking and shooting 10 government regime prisoners. So there's war crimes on both sides, as you well know. And so it goes back and forth and goes back and forth. And then we got all kinds of reports still on the Benghazi attack, and that's still out. The people are still beating that up for whatever reason. I'm not sure. And a Michigan pastor accused of beating and strangling his fiancée's daughter to fulfill a sexual fantasy has asked church members to pray for him and the young woman. Okay, nothing wrong with those people.
And then there's an elephant in a zoo in Seoul, South Korea, that says they say it imitates human speech. Of course, it speaks Korean, you know. But so, you know, the problem is if you're not Korean, you know, how are you going to dispute it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow we have James D. coming in, and we have our Reel to Reel at 106 and 7/8, and then we'll have other stuff going on. Until noon, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sun.